Good morning, St. Newton family. I just want to share with you a quick passage of scripture found in the book of Psalm chapter 34 and verse 1. And it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord in good times and bad times, and his praise and his worship shall continually be in my mouth. Now, I came across this video on YouTube, and it was following the story of Pete the cat. And Pete the cat had these brand new pair of trainers, these fresh white crepes. Guys, you have to see the sparkling brand new trainers that Pete the cat was wearing. And as he starts to walk down the road proud, he starts to sing this song. I like my white shoes. 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 Now, obviously, he was singing it better than that, but you have to watch it on YouTube to see it. But he starts singing this song, I love my white shoes. And then the song is interrupted because Pete the cat steps into some strawberries. And as he steps into the strawberries, the white shoes now become red. And the narrator comes along and says, well, to the children, did Pete the cat get upset? And the kids reply, goodness no, he just started to sing a new song. And the music plays and he starts to sing, I love my red shoes. I love my red shoes, says, I love my red shoes. I love my red shoes. And the music is interrupted now because Pete the cat steps into a bunch of blueberries. And as he steps in the blueberries, the narrator comes back on and he says, oh no, did Pete the cat get upset? And the kids reply, goodness no, he just started to sing a new song. I love my blue shoes. 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 And the music is interrupted again because Pete the cat steps into a pile of mud. And the narrator goes, oh no, do you think that Pete the cat got upset? And the children turn around and they say, goodness no, he just started to sing a new song. I love my brown shoes. 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 The music stops again because this time Pete the cat steps into a deep bucket of water. And you see all the colors wash away from the shoes. But now the shoes are soaking wet. And the narrator comes again and says, oh no. Do you think Pete the cat got upset? Do you think he cried? And the children say, goodness no, he just changed his song. And he starts to sing, I love my wet shoes. 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 And the narrator comes at the end of the story and says, the moral of this story is no matter what you step in, don't let it take your song. Now, I need us to get that. No matter what you step in, do not let it take your song. And when I thought about it and I reflected to try and see how is this applicable to our lives, what lesson can we take away from this story, I realized that many of us allow what we step in to rob us and take away our song. Think about it. Many of us allow certain situations that we step into, certain seasons of our life that are not so favorable, when we walk through terrain that is not comfortable, you know, when we find ourselves in valleys of struggles or mountains of misery, a lot of the time when we step into these scenarios, we allow them to steal away our song. But I want to encourage us, and I want to challenge us to develop the attitude that no matter where I step, I will not allow it to steal my song. No matter what I walk through, I will not allow it to take my song. The psalmist even says, you know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. This same principle we can apply to all of our scenarios. When we step in to our periods of illness, when we step into our periods of anxiety, when we step into our seasons of unemployment, regardless of what the scenario might be, we can take heed in the knowledge and the fact that God promises to be right with us and never leave us nor forsake us. We cannot allow the circumstances of what we're going through to steal away our song. We as a church cannot allow what we are experiencing. We cannot allow what we may have stepped into ruin our worship. Because when you look at authentic worship, you realize that authentic worship has nothing to do with what I am going through at that moment, but everything to do with the one who is walking with me. Okay, I heard one preacher put it like this: worship is not for you, but worship is for God. But at the same time, worship is not for God, worship is for you. And you, I can see you guys making up your faces already. I had to try and get my head around it myself. But the way he broke it down, he said that worship is not for you because it belongs to God. However, worship is for you because it is us who have to take our minds off the mess we experience and put it on the God who can bring us out of our mess. Let us worship in spite of what we may have heard. Let us worship in spite of what we feel may be coming in the future. Let us worship in spite of the things we step into. Let us worship at the mere fact that we are still here. The mere fact that we still have breath in our bodies. The mere fact that we can inhale and exhale. You know, Psalms 150 says, let everything that has breath praise the name of the Lord. I didn't want to keep you long. I just want us to take away this simple fact that as we walk through life, we might start off with brand new, fresh, wonderful white shoes. Things might be easygoing. Things might be wonderful. And all our desires and our wants and our needs are being met. But from time to time, we might step into a little bit of mess. We might step into some issues, some struggles, some challenges that taint that perfect lifestyle or experience that we were having. But do not allow those messes, do not allow those challenges to steal away your song. The God that we serve does not change. He is still all-knowing. He is still all-loving. He is still all-powerful. He still hears and he answers prayers. And rest assured that he is still God that has all power, as Matthew 28 says, and he still sits on the throne. And all of our worship, all of our praise goes to him, irrespective of what we are going through. So it is my prayer that as you continue through today and the rest of the week, that this assurance, this confidence that you can have, this positivity and optimism that you can have moving forward will be so infectious and so radiant that all the people you come in contact would like to know, how is it that you're able to sing a new song and a renewed song irrespective of the challenges you face? And as a result of your testimony and your actions, they will be drawn closer to God as a result of those things. So I pray that God blesses you and that you have a wonderful week as you continue on this journey of life.